Jerry Bader Show, 1053. Mentioned the Brewers earlier. They had a three-game series with the Cubs, all day games, which doesn't happen as often as it used to. I'm old enough, I know many of you are, to remember when all games were day games at Wrigley because of the Chicago City Ordinance, where you couldn't have the lights at night. They changed that, and they now have night games, of course, at Wrigley. And I remember in the 80s, I worked, in fact, I mentioned it earlier, I worked at little WCWC Ripon. There was this radio personality there who was from Chicago. And I remember him saying to me, well, they'll never have games at Wrigley. It's against the law. I said, well, George, they could change the law. No, it's against the law. There's an ordinance. They can't. Well, I know, but they could change that. And it's like he wasn't understanding what I was saying. It's like, no, they could change it. Well, no, it's against the law. There's a law. Well, what do you know? They changed the ordinance, and they now play night games at Wrigley, but not this weekend. Three-game series. The game is today on the radio right here, pregame 12:45, today and tomorrow. You'll hear it right here, 12:45, 121st pitch, all three games, 12:45, pregame, 121st pitch. And then they get into a hellish road trip. Then they are four games at the Braves, three games at the Marlins, and then come home to the Orioles and the Cubs again. More interleague play. Wow. Four games at the... I'm going to be just totally honest. I'll be happy with not getting swept. Because the Braves have, I think, the best pitching staff in the National League, or certainly one of the best. It's actually better than Milwaukee's. And you saw that the last time they played the Braves. It's really a struggle for them. If they take one of those three games, assuming they have either, let's put it this way, if they take two out of three or sweep the Cubs and then go to Atlanta, if they take one, I'll be happy. If they split the four-game series, oh, I'll be delirious. Because that's just the wrong team for the Brewers, who are not hitting the ball still all that well. So I would be very happy to sweep the Cubs or take two of three and then head to Atlanta, take one of the three, and I'll be happy. We may spend more time on this next week. I'm guessing we will. You are aware of the Department of Veteran Affairs issues, allegations of extended wait times, possibly some deaths at a DVA health facility. Although the agency's acting inspector general said he so far has now found no evidence of that. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki testified before the Senate Thursday, and he got battered by all sides, or both sides, I guess I should say. Democrats lit him up pretty good, too. This is making the White House very nervous. Now, there's another scandal, another piece of evidence of lack of administration of a program by this administration. And this is a big health care program. That's what we're talking about. That appears to have been badly mismanaged. That this administration can't get a one-car funeral right is a reputation that is sticking. With Democrats joining in on this, it'll be interesting to see how much cover the administration gets from the mainstream media. The Wall Street Journal, I won't get into it, has a long piece today pointing out that this is potentially more trouble. By the way, I don't have the story in front of me, but there's new revealing emails about the IRS scandal as well. I meant to cover that today. I didn't get to it yesterday. I dream of a world where the mainstream media covered Democratic scandals the way it covers Republican scandals. I will say this. I mean, I can never prove it unless we end up in some alternate reality where it happened. No Republican administration would have survived the scandals of this administration. Benghazi, IRS, going after reporters. Now this, mishandling foreign policy. I mean, just, it's frustrating. But hey, the weekend's here. 10:58, sunny in 60s on Sunday. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
I could never pretend that I don't know.
The Jerry Bader Show.